And 11. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Lord. There it is again, same sequence. So that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. Folks, there it is again. When God's glory came in, man had to step aside. God still didn't have what he wanted. And by the way, over in Acts chapter 7, verse 48, Stephen is speaking there. And he says that God didn't want to dwell in houses of sticks and stones. Acts chapter 7, let's read it. This isn't just me, this is from the Word. 48th verse, Stephen is speaking. He says, "Nevertheless, the Most High doesn't dwell in temples made with hands, as says the prophet." What was he quoting? He was quoting Isaiah 66:1. That's what he was quoting. Verse 49 says, "Heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, says the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Hath not my hand made all these things?" And if you go over to Isaiah, you can find those are the words that God speaks there. And so God had no desire to dwell in a house made by human hands. They were temporary only. Why? To prefigure the final resting place of God. Everything pointed to Jesus Christ. Everything. So the temples were figures of our human bodies. Amen. Now note once again the sequence. Finished the work. God's glory came in. Man had to step aside. Now that changes in the New Testament. The New Testament is a reality of the desire of God. Now God is getting what he wants. Look over at John 14, verse 23. John 14, verse 23. Jesus is speaking here. He says, "Jesus answered and said to Judas," that's not Iscariot, "If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him." Means our house. We'll live with him. What do you have to do? Keep the words of Jesus. Keep the words. If you keep his words, both the Father and the Son will come in and will dwell in there. In John 19, a few chapters downstream of that, John 19, the 30th verse, Jesus is hanging on the cross. Verse 30 said, "When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, 'It is finished.' And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost." What was finished? The work of redemption, so he could move into his new temple, your body. He finished the work. There's nothing that he still had to do. Nothing. 1 Corinthians 3:16 nails that one. 1 Corinthians 3:16, Paul is speaking. "Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" Well, here we have now from John 14, 23, the Father and the Son dwelling in us. Through this verse, we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. That's the Trinity, folks. Amen. Your flesh is a resting place for the Trinity. Amen. Actually, your spirit. Your spirit man contains the maker of everything. Amen. the awesome God of the universe. Now, that's what God wanted, but let me tell you something. That isn't the end of it all. That is not the end of it all. Because I don't see God's glory shining out of your body.